America's prime minister, expressing confidence his governing Labour Party will retain power in upcoming general elections. This is WAVS News. JLP leader Dr. Andrew Holness, speaking at a party meeting on Saturday, argued that electors will reward the government for its track record of achievement.
St. Elizabeth is now one of the safest parish, if not the safest parish in the country. We are bringing in a rural bus system. I know you have had to struggle with that already. For those people who go to Hampton and Monroe and other schools, you know, we have had that system. But there are other schools that don't have that system. And you have to pay a whole heap of money. One lady tell me, thank you, Prime Minister, for the bus thing, because I'm going to save $600 a day.
The Prime Minister also spoke about the recovery from Hurricane Beryl and the management of the country.
The support for farming and agriculture. When you look at the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl and how fast the agricultural sector was able to recover. And then when you look at how we manage the financial affairs of the country so that you don't have to pay any new taxes.
Faced with school vacation expenses and the upcoming cost of a new academic year for their children, some former workers with the Community-Based Environmental Protection and Enhancement Program, CPEP, in Trinidad and Tobago have appealed to the government to register and assist single parents and families who have lost their income. According to a number of people in enterprise and environs, including Chaguanas, Welcome and Kunupia, those most impacted by the termination last month of contracts with the state's Make Work program were mainly single mothers and laborers unable to find work as construction has been very slow for years. Stating that the biggest impact will be on their children, the former workers described the sudden loss of their jobs with CPEP as shocking and disappointing. The General Secretary of the People's Progressive Party in Guyana, Bharat Jagne, on Sunday said U.S. sanctioned Guyanese businessman Azrudin Mohammed has entered politics hoping to avoid being extradited and jailed. Mohammed, as well as his father and then Permanent Secretary May Thomas, were sanctioned in June of 2024. The Mohammeds were cited for alleged evasion of $50 million in taxes to the Guyana government for the export of more than 10,000 kilograms of gold. The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment in St. Vincent and the Grenadines appealing to people across the country to continue with healthy lifestyles they adopted to be able to fit into their costumes before Vinci Mass. This appeal was made by community dietitian in the nutrition unit, Shamash Adams, during the face-to-face program aired on NBC Radio.
They don't have a regular pattern of eating healthy or exercising regularly. Their diet is not sustainable in that sense. What we would encourage persons to do is practice the same things that you have done before to fit into the costume.
This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.